listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. If you've been listening, you know that I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist, which just means, like you, I have a sense of intuition of people, places, and things. And I have honed those skills to really listen to what is going on inside of myself. And I use those inner leanings and inklings to help you become more and more in touch with that part of yourself. Reach out to me to schedule virtual therapy sessions through phone, Skype, Zoom, and FaceTime. I am available to work with you. My website is NOLA Therapy, NOLATHERAPY.com. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, as I have offices in both New Orleans, Louisiana, and Los Angeles, California. And this is a very special week for me in particular. 2 days ago, on November 17th, my book that I've worked on for nearly 4 years released to you in the public. It's called The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. My book is endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, who says that the contents of my book will provide great value and be of benefit to readers. And it's such an honor to have His Holiness's blessing upon my work. I encourage you to go to Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and I have all of the links to indie bookstores even at nolatherapy.com. If you go to my website, there's a button that says order my book, and it's found there as well as at retailers, if that's hard to remember. The Chiron Effect, Lisa Tahir. I'd love for you to have my work. My intention and desire is for you to uncover beliefs and thought patterns that keep you from having what you really want. And I did a lot of that soul searching and uncovering in the last few years of my life to be able to write this book to you. And it's a real self-empowerment book. Additionally, at NOLA Therapy, I offer an online class on the topic of empowerment. I give 20 specific psycho-spiritual tools that you can begin to use today to change your life. It's the practices that I use, things like meditation, the use of a pendulum, creating an altar and what that even is, the development of a morning routine, an evening routine, the use of affirmations, and so many other practical tools that will help you change your life starting right now. So go to NOLA Therapy. Follow me on social media, Instagram and Facebook at NOLA Therapy. I really want to engage with you. Send me your questions, your comments, write a review of my book wherever you buy it, and let's do this. Okay, my guest today, I'm really excited because she is an expert on a lot of the things I talk about in a really unique way. Rhiannon Reese is coming to us from Australia live today. She is voted in the top 30 global coaching gurus in the world, along with Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield. Rhiannon is an elite performance coach. She's a self-development and human behavior expert, and she sees herself as a detective to understand what makes you tick and to help you understand what makes you tick, uncovering unconscious beliefs that are affecting the way your life is unfolding. And some of the things we're going to talk about today have to do with how have we created the situations that we find ourselves in and the way that life mirrors our beliefs. And Rhiannon's coaching program is based on the principles and practices of the subconscious mind and quantum physics, which are two of my favorite topics. I'm so happy to have you with us today, Rhiannon. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me here, Lisa. It's a joy to be on your show.
You are so welcome. How are you in Australia? I know it's early in the morning there, correct?
It's very early in the morning. Well, I like to get out in my garden early in the morning. So I've been up for a while and it's a beautiful day. So expect some good weather coming your way.
Oh, good. So where would you like to start with us as far as transforming our self-limiting beliefs and the way that you can work with us and help us today?
Well, the thing is, most people don't realize how amazing they are because we have this inner critic, and the inner critic says, I can't be that, I'm not that, I can't be like her or him, or who am I to be that? And so until you unlock those self-limiting beliefs, there's no way for you to arrive at your true destiny. Like, it is great to have all the plans in the world and work towards that, but it's those self-limiting blocks that put that ceiling in that stop you from arriving at your true greatness. And the shame of that is that you'll never realize what you're truly capable of. And that's where, you know, I excel in that. Like, I love helping people become their champion, because once they are their own champion, then they can live a life that's on purpose, heart-centered, soul purpose, and it's a much more joyful, free life, and a lot of things just happen in flow. It's fantastic.
That's beautiful. So I learned in your work that you talk about, which I thought was a really surprisingly large number, that over 93% of our communication is nonverbal.
That's exactly right. So when you start to learn this skill set, you know, only 7% of languaging, like your words, are only 7% of the meaning. It's all the other things. And when you increase your awareness with perception and meditation, and you actually fully absorb someone's communication, you can understand between the lines what's really happening, because that's where communication actually takes place, is that 93% of nonverbal, which is, you know, gestures and tones and the emotion that communication brings out in you. How do you feel when you're communicating? What do you think they're feeling when they're communicating? And it's really getting a much deeper understanding of what's transpiring in that communication. And when you go into these levels and you stop seeing things on a surface level, not only does your life improve, because the quality of your life improves, the things that come to you improve, you're able to see things that really fill your heart as opposed to what you think you should have or could have, or, you know, you start to move from a different place. So it's a really interesting journey.
You know, this is interesting to me what you're saying, because I've noticed right now and during this pandemic time where we might not be seeing as many people in person or as often, that a lot of my communication, more than ever before, has been over text. And as a therapist, I know that text loses a lot of valuable information. We project tone, we project emotion, and can easily come up with something negative that's not even there. How can you help us with this right now?
Because so if it's a sensitive topic, like just say you're having an argument with someone, like, you know, there is no point keep texting or writing. Pick up the phone or go and have a coffee with them in person, because when you start to understand what's actually transpiring, you'll be able to, you know, have a win-win situation, as opposed to if you're getting into texting and emailing, or, you know, communication that's not face-to-face or at least over the phone, then the misunderstandings and the misinterpretations go through the roof. And you know what? You could burn bridges that you don't need to burn because you're understanding something completely different. And I mean, you know, in my course I do this really quick exercise where I get everyone to write down one word, and the word is love. And then they, you know, then they have to sort of decide, well, what represents love for you? Like, what if you had to ascribe 10 words to love, what would they be? And so everyone puts their 10 words down, and we go around the room, and do you know what, Lisa? Nobody has any words that are the same on that list.
Wow.
Everybody wants love in their life. So how the hell can you give someone love if your list doesn't even equate to theirs?
That's so good. So to really come on board together with mutual understanding and having the conversation with our own voice versus through the other medias that lose so much of that.
Well, just like Dalai Lama says, first seek to understand and then be understood.
Yes. Right. I've read that quote yesterday. Yeah.
There you go. So the thing is, if like what I do when I'm working with my clients is I literally empty myself out. Like, I'll meditate and set an intention, and then I'll empty myself out so I can receive that client and the detective kicks in, and I can find things just by being really open and empty that my client has no awareness even exists in their periphery or the way they move through their world. And when you start to uncover that, you actually free them from the shackles that are holding them back. Like, most people come to me to make money. They're like, I need to make money. That's the easy part. Like, that's so easy to make money. Once you're making the money, then it's actually about living your life on purpose.
Very cool. So is there anything today, Rhiannon, that came up for you to share with our listeners?
I think the most important thing for your listeners and for anyone that actually is alive here on the planet today is to actually live your life from a place of joy and to not deny yourself, like so many people deny themselves, and especially women and mothers all the time, they put themselves last. Like they are not at the top of their list. But you know, when you're on a flight and something's going to happen, the first thing they say is fit your oxygen mask first, because yes, if you pass that, you can't help anyone else. So, and that's the same thing, is we need to fill our chalices first. And most people are not okay doing that because it seems so selfish. Well, if I do that for me, then I should be doing this for you. But you need to fill your chalice first, because then you're giving from a place of already being full, and you're changing the quality of what you put out there. And if everyone had their needs met to some degree and actually was living from a joyful place, the whole world would be different, because you would start to make different choices. And that's the thing, it's key to put yourself first, your needs first, which sounds selfish, but it's about fitting your oxygen mask first before you decide what you do next. And for me, if I'm doing my meditation or my yoga, going for my walks, then the rest of the day when I'm giving to people, I'm giving from a place of being so full that the quality of my work is really good, because I'm feeling fantastic. Whereas if I'm going to give from a place of being half full, what you're getting as a recipient is half of what you should be getting, which, what a shame. I'm just giving you a little bit because I don't feel full myself.
And then I think usually we harbor judgment and shame towards ourselves when we're not giving our best, when we're feeling depleted but pushing through anyway. I know it's like we're even distracted from what we are giving because we're often feeling badly about that. So it's like a double whammy.
Well, even look at this show, Lisa. Like, you know, I missed two opportunities to have this show with you, and you could have easily said, forget it, I never want to hear from you again. But you and I came to an understanding that there were some technical issues, whatever, and here we are. That is understanding. That is communication. That is moving from a heart-centered place, going, you know what, something's happened, I don't care, we want to do it. And that's the thing, is if you move from a place that here's the kicker, Lisa, here's the kicker. There is no such thing as a problem. Problems do not exist. They exist as figments of our imagination, and we put them there as blocks, because the truth is, when I'm working with my clients, they go, oh my God, I can't do that. That's because they're only thinking of one way to do it. And in all honesty, there's a billion ways to do it, and you're limiting yourself and you're saying, I'm under-resourced. And even if you can't come up with the solutions, God, get a couple of really super creative and intelligent people together. They'll come up with 100 solutions, and God damn, one of those is going to work.
Yes, for real. Yeah, I mean, your work is so high quality. I didn't want the technological issues to get in the way of this conversation. So I'm so glad it's happening.
Thank you,
today.
Lovely.
You're welcome. So for our listeners, when I said in the intro, you work with the subconscious mind and quantum physics, how can you define for us quantum physics, the quantum field? Like, how does this have anything to do with our thoughts and our beliefs and our self-development?
So sort of think Avatar, or sort of think, you know, when you think stars in the sky, there's more energy in between the stars, like the magic actually happens in between the stars. So when you have that space where you can, and that's why meditation is so important, because when you have that space to be quiet, you can actually tune in to all of the universe, because what you're putting out there is being mirrored back to you. And if you allow yourself to go into ego, that chitter chatter, that mind, that's not truly your purpose. So quantum physics your beliefs will shape your perception, will shape the way the world shows up for you. And this is key. This is absolutely key. Perception and belief is key. So the best example of that is if you're afraid, if you've been bitten by a dog, then every dog that you see, you're going to be afraid of the dog. But if you can move through that and go, okay, that was a one-off experience, and actually I'm sure that, you know, other dogs are going to be friendly, that's okay. But if you don't move through that experience, then every single dog you see, you're going to have an issue where your flight or fright will come up, and that dog is going to notice it in you. And that's the same way that your life will show up. So we say things like, God, this always happens to me. That's because you haven't learnt the lesson to move through that. Or you stop yourself, and it shows up in languaging. Like I had a client on the phone the other day, and they're doing very, very well. And in their languaging, they were saying, oh, well, you know, it's happening really slowly. It's going to happen down the track. And my thing was, why are you delaying this?
Because
you're languaging it for it to happen later. You're languaging it to slow down. And the key here is none of us knows how much time we've got on the planet. So why aren't you treasuring every minute? Like if I said to you or to myself, God, hope I'm wrong, that we had a week to live, what would you do in that week? What you would do in that week are the things that are most important to you. So what are you waiting for? Why aren't you doing that?
Are you there, Rhiannon?
Yeah, it's key. Okay. It's absolutely key. So the quantum physics is – see, people use their logical mind and go, okay, I'll build a 5-year plan and I'll grow my business or my life 10% a year and blah, blah, blah. I call that donkey brain. When you're in quantum, it's instant manifestation. It's absolutely instant, and it's about letting go of the idea that things have to be logical and sequential. Like quantum doesn't understand time. Quantum doesn't see a pattern. Quantum actually exists and is influenced by the observer. Like if your listeners, at the very least, we should put a link in for this, Lisa, is the double slit experiment. Have a look at that and you'll start to understand how you are influencing the outcome of your life purely by the fact that you are observing it with all those self-limiting beliefs, with all the filters from your childhood, with all the things that stop you because they've been said to you in your culture by your parents, by your teachers, by your pastors. And they don't necessarily, they mean well, but they're not necessarily true.
Yes. What is the double slit experiment?
So the double slit experiment talks about atoms, how atoms move through a slit. And it's showing you how the patterns arise from this. And then they go quantum and they show the same thing, but they can't understand how the atoms move through the slits because it doesn't make sense. But what they noticed is, the atoms were influenced by the observer. So the atoms changed their behavior purely by being observed. Now, this is getting extremely technical, but when you start to understand that you can influence an atom, its character, like Dr. Greg Braden's work, you can influence an atom and its characteristics purely by putting energy on it. So at least it's on YouTube. Go and have a look, and then you'll start to understand.
I will.
Way more powerful than you realize.
Rhiannon, I know what you're saying is so true, that we are more powerful than we realize. And in my development and learning, especially around manifesting the life that I want to live every day, that I've learned as far as in the quantum field that an emotion is a manifestation. And when I vision something, when I visualize a desired outcome in my life to happen that hasn't happened yet, that positive emotion, that really delicious emotion I start to feel, I've learned is a manifestation. And it starts to draw to us those exact experiences that we desire. Can you speak to us about that? Because you might have another way of saying it.
Well, emotion is the fuel that you put to your affirmations or visualizations that actually brings it to you, because you need to feel into it. Because when you know, they've done a lot of studies on emotions, and they've studied how the heart actually puts energy out into the world. And the heart actually can push energy out into the world, like, you know, 4 to 10 feet, where more than your mind. And even when they're studying, say, people interacting, so say there's two people and one person's giving the other person a gift, they can see that both people's serotonin levels, which is your happy drug, your happy hormone, both their serotonin levels increase. But guess what? If someone else is observing that interaction and not receiving the gift, just observing it, their serotonin levels will also increase as well. And that's the thing is, when you move through your world as if you are already in the space that you want to be, you will start to draw it to you. So, you know, for me, 12 years ago, I was living in a tent on food bank handouts because with my son, because I had a poverty victim scarcity mindset and I didn't even know that that existed. So obviously I've spent the last 12 or 13 years studying abundance and wealth and all of that. And what's happened now is because that was my focus, I was involved in a group with a whole bunch of other accountants and lawyers, and they're, you know, they're transacting assets and they're doing quite well, but I saw an opportunity to transact an asset to do really well with that nobody else saw. And they're all, how do you do that? But what I realized was, it wasn't even about the transaction. It was about the fact that I could see the possibility because my mind tells me I'm abundant, so I will always see it. Whereas what does your mind tell you? Do you see? And so that's the thing, is where all of this subconscious mind, quantum physics, energy and emotion, when they come together and you put them on top of a platform where you're listening into that 93% of communication and not just the 7% of words, man, you are on fire. You can create anything. You can make anything happen. Like, I've had clients who have, like, I increased my business in 2 years, 8,000%. Like, that is logical. That is not logical. So in 1 year, I created the wealth that I created in the previous 20 years. And that's the benefit of putting all this together, is you can catapult your results. And if we can, then what can we do for other people?
Absolutely, Rhiannon. So can we do some of that today around the topic of money? Even what can we begin to do now to have that experience?
So in terms of like bringing wealth to you, is that what you mean?
Yes.
So the first thing you want to do is, like, when I ask people how much money do you want in like 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, they actually pick a logical answer. Like, why would you pick a logical answer? Like, I'm saying, how much do you want to have? Because that money gives you choice, gives you freedom. So like, pick a figure that you want. Like, imagine that you won the lotto, pick that figure. And then it's about building a plan that matches that. And there's like thousands of ways to make that happen. And then it's about having the belief that that will happen for you. And then it's about being very resourceful, because most people will stop at the point where they cannot receive that wealth because they honestly don't think they deserve it and they don't think that they can be all of that. So what the crux of the issue is in terms of wealth is, who are you and what is your identity? Because if you're not okay to receive it, it doesn't matter. I could give you Richard Branson's plan and you won't do it because you won't allow yourself to be that, because you've decided something about the identity of who you are, and that has to shift. So the first thing I would say to your listeners is, if you only had a week to live, how would you want to live it? And dream big, like, you know, unlimited time, unlimited money. How would you want to live your life? Because you are worth it. And we only have one life, so let's go.
Yes. Yes. I'm just writing that down, actually. I'm taking a moment to take a note.
So, I mean, one of my best examples is, I worked with this amazing girl. I loved her. She's such an amazing girl. But she came from a background where, very wealthy background, and their family lost everything, like literally lost everything. And they pretty much had an empire. And her father was going to take her own, his own life. And so she had no idea that she had created this self-limiting belief. But she had created a self-limiting belief that if I make a lot of money and then I lose it, somebody dear to me is going to die.
She had
no awareness of that. So I could not get her to make 1 cent. Like, we're coaching away and nothing's happening. She's telling me why people in that niche can't buy her products. They can't afford it. They won't have it, whatever. And I'm like, there's got to be more to this. And it took it, you know, it was probably my hardest nut to crack. But when I cracked it, which took about 7 months, the next week she had 7 clients. The next year she doubled her business and she went from like a $400 product to a $35,000 product because she didn't have that belief. And that's the thing, is these self-limiting beliefs, they're restricting your wealth, they're restricting your net worth and your self-worth, because there's issues there. And when I unlock that, just people go through the roof. But it's not, you know,
people ask me, oh, well, do you work with vets or do you work with builders? No, I work with people who want to achieve something amazing. It doesn't matter what business you're in.
That's wonderful. Rhiannon, we're going to do a quick break and then come back.
Fantastic.
To ask you more specifically about your coaching programs for listeners that are interested, more than nuts and bolts of that. Okay, great. So for you listening today, what might interfere with your happiness? Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals, much like we are discussing today on the show? If so, uncovering that could be helpful through the help of a therapist. And one of my longtime sponsors is BetterHelp.com. They are a HIPAA secure and compliant online therapy portal. They provide video and phone sessions through their platform at BetterHelp.com. It is licensed professional therapist. I worked with them for a while in the past, and the therapists are schooled to work with you on issues ranging from depression, stress, and anxiety to relationship matters, self-esteem, and grief. Everything you speak about is confidential, just like when you meet with me or someone else like me. It's convenient from your own home. And for those needing financial aid, they do offer some financial aid based on your specific situation. And as my listener, they will give you 10% off your first month to try them out at betterhelp.com/ATT. Which stands for All Things Therapy, BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. If you love audiobooks as much as I do, and I love them even more, being that my book, The Chiron Effect, will be available on audible.com. We are doing the last studio recording of it next week. And as my listener, Audible offers you a free audiobook download to try them out if you haven't already. And you take advantage of that by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy, and you get 30 days free with an audiobook download. And then after that, it's an auto subscribe at around $16 a month. You can either cancel before your 30-day trial is over or continue to receive one audiobook a month. And it's one of my favorite ways to enjoy books, especially living part-time in Los Angeles, spending a lot of time in my car. I find audiobooks to be a really positive and inspiring way versus just music all the time. I've been listening to some of Oprah's audiobooks and other authors that really inspire me, including guests that come on this show. So audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. My book will be available there by December. But check them out. Don't wait. Check them out anyway. Today, we are with Rhiannon Reese. She is an elite performance coach, a self-development and human behavior expert. If you want to go to her website, it is consciouscoaching.coach. And Rhiannon, hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey. So what are some of the specific programs that you offer that listeners can you know, learn about right now?
I have private clients that I work with usually for 2 to 3 years. I have coaches that I work with behind the scenes to help them coach other clients. I have retreats that I'm working on for next year because obviously I couldn't do any of them this year. I'm actually teaching a crypto course, which is really interesting because, you know, that's the way of the future is digital assets and becoming your own bank and being sovereign to yourself. And then I've got a coaching mastermind, which I've just finished, and I'll be doing another one next year. So people could go on a wait list for that. So and obviously I do a lot of keynote speaking.
Yes. So I have kind of a list of topics about how to find sureness on your own journey and really kind of screen out the disbelief of others or negative talk of others, especially during this time. I mean, I went to go put air in the tires of my car before we did our show, Rhiannon, and just the gentleman standing there, you know, waiting for whatever, just started speaking about how terrible it is, how rough times are. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, you know what? And I just kind of listened to him and said, oh, you know, sorry you feel that way. And I didn't really address it. So how can we kind of deal with those situations? It's not my belief that, I mean, my belief is we're creating what we're living and it's individualized for us. How can we handle some of these situations we might find ourselves in?
Well, it depends actually how much energy you've got, because, you know, somebody might go, oh, well, that's an interesting way to look at it. You know, how else could you see it? Or you could just listen without actually interacting, because it depends on how much energy you've got. Like if I actually stopped and helped every single person that crosses my path with, you know, the issues that they have, I'd be too tired by the end of the day. So, you know, I keep my work a certain way, but I don't, when I'm listening to someone, I don't necessarily agree with what they're saying, or I have a different perspective. I just look at it like the weather. I just observe, because you allow people to be where they're at, because that's where they're at. You know, so I just look at it like the weather, like, you know, today is fine and sunny, tomorrow looks like it might be a bit of a stormy day. And I just allow people to be present, to be where they're at, and I just hold that space of loving kindness, because everyone's doing the best that they can do at that point in time. And if nothing else, just send them love and light, just send them kindness, because people are on their journey doing the best that they can with the skills that they have, and they may never arrive to see their greatness, which is the tragedy of not actually fulfilling your life. But at the same time, it's also perfect for where you're at, because not every person's journey is the same, you know?
No, it's not at all. And I think it's really helpful for listeners to really focus upon their own journey and what is meaningful to you, what is of value to you, what do you want to experience? And really, for me, I find that when I meditate, I put my phone on silent, and it's my time to just go within and connect with the universe, with non-physical, with just really vibing the best feelings, having the best thoughts that I can come up with in that moment. Can you tell us some of what your personal techniques are, Rhiannon?
See, I thought I'd never be a meditator, because I'm super active, and I've been meditating now for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And the more that I meditate, the more deeply meaningful my life is, the more I just let go, the more present I am, the more joyful my life is, because it's true. Plus I do yoga, which I absolutely love. I'm in the garden. I walk, time with friends. So I say this to a lot of people, I say, and it's very interesting, and it's true, I have all the time in the world, which is true, and I work all the time. And so people go, well, how is that? I'm like, well, it's a place, like I was just out in my garden this morning, and now I'm on an interview with you, and then, you know, I'm doing some cooking after this, and I've got some clients, and I've got another show. So I feel like my life is this beautiful ebb and flow, and people don't stop to ask themselves what's really important to me, what fills me with joy, what things do I need to do or could I do that would really light my soul and light my heart on fire? Because most people are so busy on this treadmill, 9 to 5, looking after the kids, getting a job, going to work, blah, blah, blah. They don't actually stop to think, hey, am I actually happy in this? What could I do differently? How could I live differently? And this is what I refer to as people who are waking up. The conscious people who are waking up, they move from a different place. They move from a place that's more heart-centered. And guess what? Magic happens in their lives. And not everyone wakes up, but we want everyone to wake up because they're worth it. So these things that fuel your soul, that fill your heart, and they could be different. For someone else, it might be dancing or pottery or you know, knitting, or it could be something different. You've got to find that thing that fills you up. And if you can't find it, just keep trying. Like if you try enough things and check in with your heart, you'll find that thing that fills you up. And when you move from that place that you fill yourself up, like, you know, Lisa, you're doing meditation, then the rest of your day is already amazing, and you'll shift the quality of your life purely by being plugged into that universal energy, to the energy that exists inside you. Because what exists inside you, Lisa, is the same as what exists inside me. And fundamentally, we want to be happy, and that happiness is brought to us by different things. And it's important that we bring ourselves some joy each day. And it can be 5 minutes, because
absolutely,
it will change the quality of your life.
You know, as you were just speaking, it brought up for me the really, when you're speaking about unlearning these old beliefs that I had to, I didn't even know I was believing things that I heard from my parents about the way life works, things like life is hard, you can't trust anyone,
you work hard.
Yes, yes, the money doesn't grow on trees, work hard now, enjoy it, you can enjoy it when you retire, and just all of this constant delayed gratification that I never really saw my parents, I never saw it coming in their lives. And so in the last few years, I've really been about studying with other teachers and modalities and belief systems, because it really begins with what we believe. And I learned I can think differently from what I was told. I can think differently than everyone I know. And that works for me to create my life from a different way, through meditation, through visioning, through visualizing, and really feeling it, seeing it, and like the shit manifests. Like even in the airport the other day with a friend, she needed one of the luggage carts and didn't want to pay for it. I was like, you know what? You don't need to pay for that. The universe, there's going to be a cart. And she was like, all right, Lisa, and kind of laughed. And she went to check her bag right there. Someone left a free cart. And I was like, there it is. There's your cart that you don't need anymore. But like, I mean, and like, it's fun with the universe. Sometimes I'll pick something in a day. Like I'd like to manifest this and something simple, like a cup of coffee or finding some coins. And it's as easy to create small things as large things when we really believe we deserve that. And I had to go through an extensive self-forgiveness process, which is what caused me to write my book, Forgiving Myself for Not Knowing Any Better as a younger person. Do you see that too? Like the need for forgiveness?
Oh, of course. If you're not forgiving, then you carry the negativity of those things that you're harboring. And so forgiving, it's not just forgiving the other person, it's forgiving yourself so that you don't have to carry it. And it's very, very important. And the other thing is too, because you're talking about manifesting, like, you know, instant manifestation, like, you know, the trolley at the airport, coins, a parking lot, like I understand all that. The thing is that as we shed our assumptions and we allow our life to flow and we move from that heart-centered soul purpose, our life will shift. And it's a really beautiful space to feel into. Like, you know, I've had moments, I'm incredibly intuitive and I do listen, like, you know, universe saved my life in an earthquake in India 20 years ago. And so from that point of on, my faith has been rock solid. So if my guides say do X, Y, and Z, I'm just doing it. So I was on a flight a while ago and I was like close to the window. So it's like three people on the other side of me or two people, whatever. And I sort of had to climb over them. And the universe is saying, you need to speak to this lady. You need to tell her what you get. And I'm like, oh my God, I just want to have a cup of tea, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting this message. You need to talk to her. I'm like, all righty then. So I climb over these people and then that lady, the hostess, was at the back of the flight. So I'm going down to the back of the flight and I just say to her, because my faith and my trust is so rock solid, I don't care if I look like an idiot, because if that's the message I'm getting, I'm translating it because it works for me. All this magic happens in my life all the time. So I said to her, look, I know this is going to sound really weird. I've got this message. I need to tell you this, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh my God, I so needed to hear that.
Wow.
And that's the thing, is not assuming, because, you know, we only use 10%. We only use 10% of our mind. The other 90% we can access through our meditation and stuff when we actually start to feel into that subconscious mind and feel into that other 93% of communication. So in the Bernstein Clinic in Germany, they did a study on the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind. They hooked someone up to a computer and they asked them really simple questions like, is today Friday? And yes. Is my name Rhiannon? Yes. And what they could see is the conscious mind answers that question within a second. It answers it immediately. But guess what?
What?
The subconscious mind answers that question 7 to 15 seconds before the question is even asked.
Whoa.
You understand the power in this and you start to tap into it. Of course, your world goes through the roof. Like, I once manifested a house deposit in less than 5 minutes because I just wanted to see if I could.
Yes.
And that's the thing, because people, when I put that out there and go, okay, if you're going to buy a house, how long is it going to take you to save? People go, a year, 2 years, 3 years. I'm like, well, or 5 minutes, because it all boils down to how resourceful are you? How much do you believe? Are you tapping into the quantum field and where are your self-limiting beliefs that are stopping you? Because when you get that sorted, then you become a master manifester and it's instant.
That's awesome. You know, I'm just noting in your work, you talk about the subconscious mind can process 40 million pieces of information a second, while the conscious mind can barely handle 40. Can you explain that to us?
Because the conscious mind is like, you know, trying to figure it out. So your conscious mind is actually putting a plan in place going, well, if I do A, then B has to happen and C and D. Whereas your subconscious mind, your limbic brain, it knows automatically. So what it is, what's happening is it's got all this information coming to it and then it's filtering the things that match your identity and your perception. So if you look at orcas on the planet, they're the only species on the planet that have what we call a paralimbic brain. So evolution said this limbic brain is so important, we'll give you an extra part, a paralimbic brain. And the orca species are a matriarchal society. So the lead killer whale is a female. So she's the strongest, most nurturing killer whale in the pod. But this paralimbic brain is so powerful, it allows every other killer whale in the pod to assume her identity. This is the power of subconscious mind, quantum physics, all of this. And when you start to tap into that and you're tapping into the 40 million pieces of information and you get your perception and identity match, then all of a sudden you can do things that other people can't do because they're limited in the logical mind. The logical mind is limited. Hey, sometimes we need the logical mind. Like if you're following a recipe or you've got to change a car tire or you've got to do something logical, yeah, we need the logical mind. But for manifestation and for living from a really heart-centered soul purpose life, you want the subconscious limbic mind. You want quantum physics. You want to smash through your self-limiting beliefs. You want to assume the identity that gives you the life that you want. You want to fill your chalice first. You want to move from a place of happiness and joy and allow things to unfold and no more assumptions, because magic and miracles can happen in every moment.
Yes, absolutely. And besides meditation, how can we access that field?
Well, honestly and truly, I think it's still a relatively new field. So you can do all the reading that you want, but you kind of need to work with someone who can unlock this door. And the truth is, like the 100th monkey, the more that we work with people, the more it's going to become automatic. So I sort of think in the next 2 to 3 years that this learning will become much more automatic. So that's where we're headed. But to speed it up, you want to work with a professional, because what will take you 5 years, a professional can do in 6 to 12 months. They can open that door for you. So it's a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, and even the mission statement of my podcast is changing consciousness one conversation at a time. Okay. Because thank you. As I've done this show for 4.5 years now, certainly my consciousness has expanded and grown as I speak with guests like you and offering other ways of seeing things, new vantage points. And my life naturally has just like bloomed. And that's my desire for listeners, that your life as well.
Yeah, your podcast is called Changing Consciousness. And my coaching company is called The Conscious Coaching Collective. So they're very aligned.
Yes, very aligned. So, Rhiannon, what would you like to leave us with, and how can listeners reach out to you in our last couple of minutes?
So, consciouscoaching.coach is the best place to just email me, reach out to me there. I mean, I'm obviously in LinkedIn and Facebook, but I'd reach out to me there. And what I want to leave your listeners with is, if you have a dream or you have an idea of the life that you want to lead, you don't know how to do it, or you think that it can't be done, or it's not for you, or you don't deserve it, or it's easy for someone else, just know that that switch can be flipped in a second to allow you to take that journey so that you can have the life of your dream, so that you can have abundance and you can live from a place of joy. You just need to decide the point at which you've had enough of what you're doing and you'll reach out for that help, or you'll take that leap. And when you take that leap, my God, is it worth it? So just know that you can live that life. You can live an amazing life and there's people to help you. So just reach out. I can help you. Lisa can help you. There's many people who can help you. So reach out, because remember, the only thing you can't get more of is time, and your life is worth it.
Oh, Rhiannon, thank you so much for being with us today from Australia. I am so happy to be connected to you now.
Absolute pleasure, Lisa.
Have a really great day today.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That concludes our show with Rhiannon Reese. Again, find her at consciouscoaching.coach. Find me at nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. Order my book, endorsed by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, there at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, through my website, on social media, Instagram and Facebook at NOLATHERAPY. Reach out to me, and I am just sending you all my love, and I'll be with you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.